Smythe is ready. Northwood's ready. Andy's ready. I'm ready. We hope that you're ready. We're waiting for the referee to blow the whistle and tell everybody that he's ready. And apparently not everybody's ready. Oh, there's a player from Northwood whose jersey was not properly down around his waist, the bottom of it. There's the whistle, and here we go. Week 8 of the high school football season. Smythe, with the breeze at his back, runs up to it and drives a line drive kick that has no chance to be returned. That'll land 7 yards deep in the end zone, and the Panthers will start from their 20-yard line. Again, we told you in the pregame show they have struggled to keep a quarterback healthy, and they are down to about their fourth choice at quarterback, Braylon Monroe, a very good athlete, but not much of a passer. Last week he attempted 2 passes. He was 0 for 2.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what our front seven can do against that rushing attack of Northwood. If we can neutralize that, boy, I just see a little bit of tough sledding for the Panthers.
They will go 3 wides to the near side in the opening play from scrimmage. Monroe will send one guy in motion out away from the format. He'll throw it. It's his brother, and he makes the catch at the 20, gets away from one Tiger, then two, and he's going to end up with 5 yards out to the 25-yard line. So that's the way the game begins, Andy, with a little short pass that turns into a 5-yard gain.
So those trips right, there's a little slip screen to the X receiver. Good blocking by the other two receivers to get a 5-yard gain.
It'll be second down and call it 4 after a gain of 6. Monroe takes a snap. He's going to hand off to the fullback. This will be King, and King will get about a yard to the 27. Stopped on the play by Nelson and Habegger to be 3rd down and 3.
Good gang tackle there by Grady and Habegger there to wrap that running back up for, just like you said, the big gain of 1 yard there. This will be a tough 3rd down. See if we can get them off the field early.
Again, Northwood on 3rd down, about 40% offensively. King picked up a yard, and here comes 3rd down and 3 from the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Monroe, quick throw again to the far side. Again, he's got his brother who breaks a tackle, and he's got a 1st down, 35. Cuts back toward the middle as tripped up and gets across the 40 to the 43-yard line. That is a 16-yard gain, Andy, and a 1st down.
Yeah, so that's just the exact same play that was run the first play of the game, except to the left-hand side, the wide side of the field there. That X receiver just catches that slip screen. The other two receivers block, and blocked well there. Gain of 16.
So gains of 6 and 16 in the passing game for Northwood, and they're going to throw another quick pass out to the near side. This is King. King's going to get away from one man, and it'll be pushed out of bounds into the Northwood sideline at the 48-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 on a 1st down pass play for the Panthers.
3 out of their first 4 plays are passes. Now, granted, they're not, you know, down the field, pushing the envelope down the field. Those are, you know, swing passes, screen passes. And Northwood got away with a little block in the back there. We got a 2nd down.
And Monroe will hand it off up the middle. And again, this is the fullback King, and King with yardage across the 50 to the Tiger 48-yard line. That'll set up a 3rd down and 2 coming up after a gain of 4 more.
So if they go to that same trips formation, which looks like they are, let's look for that screen again.
And Warsaw jumped off sides. Warsaw jumped off sides. The Tigers get the first penalty of the game. And that'll give Northwood a 1st down without having to run a play.
That's unfortunate. We had 3rd and short there, looking to get Northwood off the field and give them 5 free yards, and now it's 1st and 10.
No score. Opening drive of the football game. We play just over 2 minutes. 2 1st downs. Panthers, again, put the ball on the ground. And a running play to the right. This is King through the hole across the 35 and down to the 30-yard line. They're going to put him right at the 30. That's 13 more yards. And the Panthers are running through the Tigers here on offense.
And you couldn't have said it any better there. For those listening at home, you know, that want us to give you guys a visual, so far, I know it's only, you know, 6 plays, but we are unable to get off blocks early.
Northwood hurries to the line of scrimmage. Monroe now will take a look back to his right, get the sign from Coach Andrews as to what play they want to run. King to the left of Monroe. Play action fake. Quick throw to the far side. It's a low throw. It's caught, and it's going to be caught, but it's going to be caught for a loss of a yard. The catch was made by Lechleitner, who caught the ball on one knee. And so that's a loss of a yard on that catch for Lechleitner, and it will be second down.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he did catch it with one knee down. But good read there by Gavin Schultz there, recognizing that swing pass to the receivers.
Another throw on the run this time, and it's caught. It's caught by Monroe at the 20-yard line, and I think he's got it in the first down. He does.
And that was a little, you know, sprint to the right. That might have been an RPO there, like getting a quarterback the option to run it or pass it. Saw the receiver open, made a good pass, and that's first and 10 for Northwood.
Monroe with two quick catches here early on in the game. He's got King to his right. They're at the 20-yard line, first trip into the red zone. And once again, the Panthers will back up, take a look to the right. And now Monroe will set his team. Takes a knee-high snap, play action fake, far throw to the far side, caught by Lechleitner, and he's dragged down by Tristan Wilson at the 14-yard line. That's a gain of 6 more yards, and Northwood continues to move the ball here in the opening drive. They've chewed up 4 minutes.
And again, most teams script their first, you know, 12, 15 plays, and, you know, Northwood's probably one of them. They're running these plays flawlessly, very efficient.
Again, Monroe brings him to the line, ball in the far hash mark at the Tiger 14. Send a man in motion. It's a short motion. Monroe going to roll to the right. Here comes pressure. Throws on the run of flat. Got his man at the 10. He's down to the 8 and knocked down at the 7-yard line. Again, that's Lechleitner making the catch, and it's first and goal for Northwood.
And again, they're spreading our Tiger defense out. You know, they have one receiver to the left. They have three to the right. You know, big wide field, and now it looks like Warsaw's going to take a timeout. We've definitely taken some blows here.
Timeout, Tigers. 7:16 left to play opening quarter. No score, but the Panthers are threatening when we come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Northwood quickly lobs the ball into the corner and throws it too high. Monroe's pass was intended for his brother. And it was over his head and out of bounds by 5 yards. It'll be second down and goal from the 7 for Northwood. 7:12 left to play here in our opening quarter in a scoreless game to this moment. But Northwood very impressively has gone 73 yards down the field to get the ball here in striking distance. Two wide outs to the left, one to the right. They'll keep Handrich kind of as an H-back in close to the formation. King behind Monroe. They'll fake the handoff, and Monroe's in trouble, and he lobs it out to Handrich, and it went right to his hands, incomplete, and then there's a flag comes down way back by the 20-yard line, and what's this? Personal foul, roughing the passer against the Tigers. Oh,
my. That's a tough call. Because he was a runner.
That's going to be first down and goal again, half the distance. So they'll move the ball inside the 4-yard line.
Yep.
And it's first down.
So it's one of those plays where you fake the handoff to the running back, reverse pivots. And again, it's one of those run pass options. He could have definitely run the ball, and that's why I'm not sure I like that call, because he was definitely a runner. But the call was made.
Well, the Tigers now faced with a first and goal from the 3-yard line. Panthers working toward the west end of Andrews Field. They have a wide receiver out to the short side, which is right, and two way out to the left. And Monroe will hand off to King, who dives toward the goal line, and he gains 2 yards. And it will be second down and goal for the Panthers from the 1-yard line.
Just a simple, you know, fullback up the middle play there, gain of 2. Let's look for Warsaw's defense to maybe get a little bit better tackling and block, getting off blocks.
King up the middle, through the hole, touchdown, Northwood. King on a 1-yard run goes in, and Northwood has taken the lead 6-0 here over the Warsaw Tigers.
Just a different feeling so far. I know it's the first drive of the game. Obviously, things can change in a hurry, and you know the game is 2.5 hours long. It's not 10 minutes long, but we're not getting off blocks. Tackling is average at best. And again, let's hope that Northwood's those were scripted plays.
The Freitas for the point after. Snap, spot, kick up, and good. 7-0 Northwood, 6:42 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw gets the ball for the first time when we come back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Northwood strikes first, and now to Freitas to kick off. High and deep, and the Tigers won't get a chance. That one almost went through the goalposts. So Warsaw takes over from their 20, down 7.
Let's see how we can respond here. Northwood just really efficiently moved down the field, kind of just moving at will, chunk plays, 8 yards, 10 yards, 16 yards. Now let's see if we can respond in kind. Northwood knows what they're going to face here. It's no secret. Let's see if we can run it.
We see Taylor Villema in on offense. He's wide to the near side. Ethan Egoff is close to the formation on the near side. Quentin Brock, for his third straight start, is in there for the Tigers. From the 20, up the middle, and the ball comes loose, and Northwood's recovered. They gave the ball to Brody Duncan, and on the first play, Warsaw fumbles and loses it, and Northwood's got the ball at the 23, looking for more damage.
And there were some Northwood players in there. I'm not sure if that was a bad snap, a bad exchange, or if someone just punched that ball out. I'm not sure what happened there, but the ball definitely went on the turf, and Northwood's got the ball on our 24-yard line.
Well, I don't want to say this is a bad start, but this is not what the doctor ordered here at all, Andy Maness.
I'm not sure I've seen, Coach. We didn't talk about it. Coach Curtis called timeout when Northwood had it first and goal. I'm sure that wasn't a strategy session.
No. No, it was not. So from the 23, Northwood takes over. First down and 10, already up 7-0. Monroe takes a snap, rolling right with time, looking. Now he'll stop. He's going to take off and run back to the left. Cuts up the middle, gets back to the 20-yard line, and it'll be a gain of 3 for Monroe and the Panthers.
That's some good gap integrity there by our linebackers, not pursuing, over-pursuing the quarterback for Northwood.
And Tigers have a guy down. That is Gabrich. We can't lose him. Tigers have lost too many guys over the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
The heart and soul of your defense in that defensive line is kind of hunched over at the 25-yard line.
Well, he tried to get up. Northwood player tried to help him up, and then he's just like, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but hey, I just can't get up right now.
No,
he's squatting down.
I need to stay where I'm at.
Like, I'm not in any position right now to walk off the field, but it looks like he's going to walk off here. Good for him.
That's good.
Yep.
Because, like you said, it did not look good there for a minute.
Yeah.
He's walking off slowly, not with any speed at all.
At least under his own power, though. He doesn't need assistance, but you're right, he's definitely walking.
So Northwood goes 80 yards in over 5 minutes to start the game, and the Tigers get the ball and then turn it over on the very first play.
Just see a little bit different, vibe coming out of this defense. Oh. It's completely different than what we saw last week against Mishawaka, and I know it's early.
Well, the football team as a whole.
Yeah, yep, and I know it's early.
They just look out of sorts.
Yep.
Well, what happened there?
They
moved the ball to the 10-yard line.
Huh.
It's first and goal from the 10. Was there a penalty we didn't see? Oh, now hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
The officials are chatting over on the far side, and they need to have a conversation.
Yeah, it was at the 24, and they got a gain of...
Was there a penalty?
Okay.
Okay, there was defensive holding. So the Tigers
That explains the 10 yards.
With a 10-yard penalty. Yep. And Monroe will hand off to King. He'll bounce it to the right, to the five, to the goal line, and he did not get in. They're going to mark him down at the one. King with a gain of 9 yards. But the Panthers are knocking on the door again with a chance to up their lead.
And that's just a play off to the off tackle to the right by King. Again, our defenders are just unable to get off blocks.
Hand off to King. Tries the right side. He tripped up. He lost the football. But it bounced back to him, and it'll be a loss. It'll be no gain, so it'll be third down and goal for Northwood. Actually, he did lose a yard. Back to the 2-yard line.
Great penetration there by linebacker Gavin Schultz. He ripped through that offensive line and made a stop for a 1-yard loss. Need more of that.
Ball in the right hash mark. At least one more.
Yep.
Monroe shifts a man to his right. Hand off to King. He tries the right side. Follows his blockers into the end zone. Touchdown. King again, this time from 2 yards out. And the turnover cost Warsaw at least 6 points, probably seven, with 5:20 to go. Warsaw is down 13, maybe 14 to nothing.
Again, shotgun formation, just a simple off-tackle play. And I know they're on the 2-yard line. 2 yards are fairly easy yards to get. But, man, this defense... just not what we saw last week against Mishawaka.
And the snap in the spot. Nefridis boots it through. It's 14-0 Panthers. 5:20 left to play first quarter. Warsaw has run one play. Northwood scored 2 touchdowns. We're back after this on News Now Warsaw. Well, the Tigers have walked into a hornet's nest, and they're not wearing netting. They're in trouble. Down 14-0 already to Northwood. 5:20 left to go, and the Tigers have run one play from scrimmage, and they fumbled and lost that.
So if you're thinking like a boxing match, first round, we've taken some body blows, we've taken some headshots. How could we make the rest of this fight, you know, stack up? You know, how will we respond to some early distress? Can we march right back down and answer that touchdown?
So the Panthers kick off to Freitas. Oh, it's an onside kick. And Northwood's saying they have it. They're still unstacking the pile. Nope. Well, Northwood walked. Stand up. They got it. Oh, my.
Unreal.
An onside kick. And the Panthers recover with 5:12 to go here in the quarter. It went more than almost 20 yards right down the field, and Warsaw just didn't respond to it at all.
Well, those front five guys, their number one priority for those front five guys, especially when you get a kicker like the kicker Northwood has, who's just going to boot it out of the end zone, make sure that he kicks the ball and doesn't try a surprise on kick. That is their sole job, is to just not make sure that ball is an onside kick. And all five of them turned their back, and you're right, that ball went almost 20 yards, and Northwood clearly recovered that. So, tough break. What can go wrong does go wrong so far tonight.
And now Northwood's back on the field with their offense, already up 14. Monroe with two backs in the backfield. Hands off to the right, and this is, I think, King. It is Austin King on the carry, and he'll get 6 yards down to the Tiger 37-yard line.
And just so far, it's just been too easy. I think if I had to sum it up in a couple words, it's just been too easy for Northwood to move the ball. Just again, I've said it 8 times already. Just our inability to get off blocks is really what's causing Northwood to get these chunk plays.
Second down for Northwood from the 38. Monroe, quick throw far side. This is DeAndre Monroe at the 40. Turns upfield, cuts toward the middle, and gets to the 35-yard line. Actually moving to the 34, so that's a gain of 4 yards. And sets up third down for the Panthers and 2 yards to get.
And even those plays like that, again, that's probably the fifth time we've seen a trips to one side and a single receiver to the other side. We need to do a better job of recognizing that formation and what they're going to run out of it, because they've run the same thing that they've run each time, is that slip screen to either the left or right, whichever the side has the most receivers.
Third down and short for the Panthers. Hand off to King. First down and more, 25, down near the 21-yard, or inside the 30, I should say, and down to the 26. That is 8 first downs for the Panthers already in the football game. And they are moving the ball on the Tigers. That is a gain of 10 yards on that carry for Austin King.
They've had a couple. We've had a couple stops, but, man, just basically doing whatever they'd like.
They are putting their head down, yep, and they are blocking beautifully.
Yep.
Braylon Monroe walks forward, says something, then hands off to King, and he drives up the middle. Inside the 25 goes King, down to the 20-yard line. That's six more yards for the Panther fullback, who came into this game, Andy, with 111 yards rushing, and he's already got nine carries for 38 here in the first quarter.
Well, if they're going to get 6 yards of rush, it's going to be a long night for the Warsaw Tigers.
Second down and four for the 21. Monroe slaps his hands, now looks to the right. Well, the offensive coaches will signal in the play. Monroe will now walk forward and tell his team what that play is. They are heavy to the right side of the formation. Monroe hands off to King, and there he goes, through the right side. Inside the 20, inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. That's eight more yards for King, and another first down for Northwood.
And they're not running these elaborate. We've got another timeout.
We have another injured Tiger down on the field. So go ahead and say what you were going to say. That is Matthews Flores Ortega that is down.
They're not running anything elaborate. It's basic, just blocking and us on just not having a great ability to get off those blocks. It's really been the difference so far. Even the Concord game, even the Plymouth game, we might have missed some tackles, but we're getting off those initial blocks to actually have the opportunity to tackle. Tonight, we're just satisfied, like, okay, this guy's got me in a block. I can't break it. And that's what's allowing Northwood to get 6, 7, 8 yards of play. And like I just said a couple minutes ago, if we're going to keep letting them do that, it's going to be a long evening for us.
Yeah, because Nate Andrews is not a guy who's going to take his foot off the gas.
No.
They're going to keep running this play till Warsaw stops it, and Warsaw hasn't shown any signs that they can stop it right now.
So they've run a couple, when they're under center, a couple off-tackle plays in the shotgun formation. They've run a couple off-tackle plays. The rest has just been those slip screens.
And Warsaw had two players injured on that play. Villema is on the sidelines now. Goodness sake.
We can't afford any more of those.
No.
Wow.
We can't afford the ones we've already had. Panthers with the ball from the 13. King again, same play, running right. Gets away from one man and then two. Slips inside the 10-yard line. He's down to the 9-yard line. It's a gain of 3, and it'll be third down and 1 for Northwood.
A little bit better pursuit there for the Tiger defense.
I'm sorry, I take that back. It'll be second down and 6 because he got the first down last time.
Yep.
2:10 to go in the opening quarter. A nightmarish first quarter for the Warsaw Tigers. Northwood inside the Tiger 10, leading 14-0. Warsaw's run one play from scrimmage. Hand off up the middle. King again. And he gets charged down to the 7-yard line. It'll be third down and 3 coming up after the gain of about a yard for King and the Panthers.
And that was a bit better there. They had a running back that came up and was the lead blocker there. A linebacker got off it, which was key to making that stop, and that's just what's going to have to happen going forward in this game.
By the way, Pohl moves back to a safety position. Third down, Monroe rolling left, looking, pump fakes, now fires to the corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown.
Wow.
Touchdown, Northwood. Monroe to Monroe. And the Panthers make it 20-0 here in the first quarter.
Just a rollout to the left, brother to brother, and it was a high pass on purpose because it was the intended piece to that pass play is to throw it a little bit high, to have the receiver high point that ball, to use his hands to get out and catch that ball, not to let it get in on him, and that's exactly what happened. Just outfought the Warsaw Tiger defenders.
DeFreitas for the point after. Snap spot. Kick is up. Kick is good. 1:19 left to go opening quarter. 21-0 Northwood over Warsaw. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, 1:19 left to go opening quarter. Northwood has scored 3 times. Warsaw's run one play from scrimmage, and that was a fumble. And they're down 21-0, and DeFreitas is going to kick it off this time and he'll kick it deep, and Wilson will back away from it. That lanes 4 yards into the end zone.
Shocker here. Those front five defenders on that kickoff stayed.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they didn't onside it again. Coach Curtis has been known to run multiple onside kicks during a game.
Yes, he has. You know? Yes, he has. Now this offense has got to score.
Yep.
Right? They can't just get a couple first downs and lose it on downs or punt. They got to score.
And I hate to be like, it's. I know it's 1 minute in the first quarter, but this is, I mean, we're pretty much at the stage we're calling 911 right now.
Yes. Yeah,
we have an emergency.
Yes, and the injuries continue to be a problem. Robbie Hoffert's in at fullback. They're going to pitch it coming to the near side. Tucker Reed, he's got room. 30, up the near side, 9, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and he'll be caught from behind and dragged down in the Panther territory at the 34-yard line. Tucker Reed with a big play. That's a good start to this drive for the Tigers.
Yes, that's what we needed. Only our second play of the quarter so far. Good just pitch play to the left, and Tucker did the rest, outrunning about three or four Northwood Panther defenders. And this is exactly what we needed in response. Let's see if we can keep it going. No turnovers. See if we can't keep that ball on the ground and get seven here.
46 yards for Reed. Well, the first successful play for the Tigers in the football game. Their first down. And with 1:10 left here in the opening quarter, Warsaw has the ball at the Panther 34-yard line. And it's a handoff up the middle for Hoffert. And Hoffert will get 2 yards to the 31-yard line.
Good blocking up front. Just a traditional option play there. And QB elected to hand the ball off up the middle.
54 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. A quarter dominated by the Panthers. Ball inside the near hash mark at the Northwood 32. As we look at it from about the 45-yard line on the east side of Andrews Field. Ball is to our left. Brock pitches back to Davis. He's got blocking. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, up the far sideline. Touchdown, Tigers. Evan Davis with the run for 31 yards, and the Tigers are on the board. It's 21-6.
And maybe that's what we're going to need is some offense tonight. You know, maybe this is going to be a, you know, an absolute, you know, point fest. Maybe our offense can get our defense to play a little bit better. That was a thing of beauty right there. Just two long plays, and that's what we're going to need to get back into this ball game.
Smite now for the point after. Let's see who's going to hold it. If this is Brock holding or Villema's back in there. This is Quinton on the hold. Low snap. Spot is down, though. Kick is up, and the kick is good. Warsaw now trails 21-7 with 24 seconds left to play in our opening quarter. And we're back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, that's more like it. Warsaw is on the board. It's 21-7.
It's like you woke up from a nightmare right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, what just happened? But no, we got a lot of football left to play. Especially if our defense can bow up a little bit, play the Tiger defense. That if we play like we did last week, this will still be a game. If we continue to let Northwood do what they want on offense, this is going to be a shootout.
Well, and again, the body count continues to rack up for the Tigers. With Cabrich and Velma both going down on the same play. I'm looking over there for the two of them, and Gabrich doesn't have his helmet with him, so you can assume he's done for the night. This is not going to get any easier. Smythe will drive this one high and deep and into the end zone for another touchback. Northwood will take over from their 20-yard line up 21-7.
This drive will kind of tell us, give us a little idea of how the rest of this game is going to go. Can our defense stop them? Yeah, I know they've got, you know, we fumbled first play of the game, then the successful onside kick. But they, like I said, they've been very efficient, just kind of doing whatever they want to do on offense. If our defense can make some stops here, that might portend to later in the game of, okay, this is going to be a game.
So, Fletcher Pohl continues to play safety. Warsaw with Northwood at the 20. Fake handoff, quick throw near side, caught at the 20-yard line and plunging forward to the 24-yard line is Leckleitner, who makes the catch. And it'll be a gain of 4 yards to 24. Second down coming up for the Panthers.
And that was a little bit better there for our defense, just pursuit-wise. Just got there. That play was – we've seen that play 8 times, that slip screen. Our defenders got there 2 or 3 seconds earlier, and that makes a difference.
That's the end of the first quarter with a score, Northwood 21 and Warsaw 7. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter 2 on News Now Warsaw.